Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am doing a little update here on the blog or an audio log, I suppose. I'm leaving you just like a game. It's just like a game. It's an audio log. Because unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to get the next video out by the end of the month. It's going to be at least another week or two now at this point, I think. So I figure I owe it to you to explain what's been going on, give you an update. So since the Oberdin video, I've been working on two things. I've been working on a big thing and a small thing, or smaller thing. It's still quite a big thing actually, but, if you don't want to know what the next video is, then, you know, you can stop listening to this. I'd prefer to keep it under wraps, but you know, I figure I should explain what's been happening now at this point. So the next video is going to be a micro video compilation, much like Mega Micro videos. Very similar to that. Slightly, very, very slightly different, but basically another Mega Micro videos. And then the other thing that's not actually the main thing I've been working on since Oberdin. That's what I've been working on the past few weeks. The past 3 weeks, I want to say. I had done some work on it before that, but that's... I returned to it recently because I had been working on the next commentary. So keep your expectations in check for that one, because chances are it's not a game that you are going to be hoping it will be. It's maybe not a heavy hitter, you know, but we'll see. Yeah, keep your expectations in check. Assume it's not a game you're interested in, and then you might be pleasantly surprised. Chances are you won't, but I put a lot of work into that, and I'm happy with how it's turning out, but it needs a bit more time. So I figured I'd swap back over to doing the next micro videos thing and get that out before I really double down and finish off that commentary thing. So let's see. So I wanted to explain about a week ago, a bit more than that now, I think, I tweeted out that I had a finished script for the video, which was true at the time. Of course, I couldn't resist making some changes. What happened was, it's eight minor videos this time, and one of them had to be cut. So basically, I started capturing footage for the game in question, and I wasn't really happy with what I said in the video. I wanted to change. I knew I wouldn't be happy if I put it out. I wasn't confident in what I was saying, so I could have made some heavy modifications to it and maybe salvaged it, but at the time I figured the best thing to do was to throw it away and leave it behind. Now, I've made videos that are 6 hours long, 6 minutes long. You know, the length doesn't really matter most of the time, but for the micro videos thing, it's a little bit different. And back when I started doing the first micro video, Mega Micro videos, I figured I would do five of them at a time. So I would just write five things, stitch them together, and see how it turned out. And that's what I did. I put them together in a script and I read it, and it didn't feel like it was enough. There's something about pushing the concept out a bit longer. It gives you a bit more to grab onto, you know? So the first Mega Micro videos was actually two. It was supposed to be two. It was supposed to be five and five. And I ended up cutting one, and it turned into just a full nine thing. And I think it works a lot better that way, when it's above a certain length, you know? I found that once I made that decision, I was less likely to be tempted to pad them out for length or anything like that. Like, I could just... It gave me more freedom to write exactly what I wanted to write and move on, you know, and I think there's some sort of cross pollination of ideas that happens when you have a bunch of different things in one, that is interesting to me, you know. So I wanted to make sure that this one would be, I think, the 25 minute mark. I think that it's like when it approaches the length of an album, you know. Now the Mega Micro videos would be a short album, more of an EP or something, you know, but getting up to that length, I think, really helps the concept shine. So I wanted to get it over about the 25 minute mark, which meant in most cases I just cut something and either I, you know, maybe I make a little effort to salvage it or replace it, or maybe it brings me a new idea where I type in, you know, I get some more nuance in or change a different point somewhere else or something, and the script kind of loses something but also gets better in some other way. But in this case, for if it's a micro video, it's just cut and the video is now shorter and that's it. So I wanted to replace it, which was a scramble. That's what I was scrambling to do for a couple of days there. I was trying to come up with an idea and figure out what would work best. And anyway, it worked out for the best because I got a replacement, which I think is better, both on an individual level and as part of the as part of this compilation. And I ended up tweaking a different one so that there was less overlap of ideas, and it's turned out a lot better now. I'm very happy with it. I also had another minor idea, which is difficult to explain and I don't really want to talk about. I'd rather you just watch the video. It's not really, I don't know if it's something that people would pick up on, or I don't know, but basically I had this idea that I wanted to do, and that would take a little while to clean up the script and get it all right. And I pitched it to my partner, who I run ideas past from time to time, and you know, she listens to me and I bounce ideas off her and stuff like that. And normally she tells me not to get too hung up on things and to try and let go of the crippling perfectionism I have at times, you know, which is the right advice for me, obviously. If you're a long-time follower, you probably don't need to be told that. So it's generally the right thing. You know, she's probably in the right most of the time when she tells me that. Now, I don't always listen, but anyway. So I was expecting to go to her. I pitched this idea to her. I said, I could put this thing out now, but I could spend a little more time on it and, you know, maybe do this. And I was expecting her to say, let it go. It's good enough already. Put it out. But she actually said it would be a shame if I didn't spend a little more time on it. Now that I had this idea, it would be a shame if it wasn't in there. So spent a little time working on that. So that's what delayed it. Now, as of yesterday or the day before, it's done. It is actually done now and ready to go. But a new problem has arised to take its place, which is, well, it was always there in the background, but now that the script is finished, it's become my main concern, which is that I have some kind of problem with my wrist right now. I don't want to worry anybody. It's not severe or anything like that. I haven't had to go to a doctor yet, but it was getting better for a while, and now it's worse again, and I don't know how to describe it. It's only a dull pain, but yeah, when I use it, it gets worse. So basically what's been happening is, I mentioned this on stream a good while back, and it's kind of been an on and off thing ever since then, but it's been a little bit persistent now. So it starts to go away, but it, you know, naturally then I push my luck and I start using it, you know, playing games or doing whatever before I should. And, you know, even just leaning on it once the wrong way is just bad, or opening a door too roughly or something can make it worse again. So I bought a little brace for it, not a cast or anything. It's not a big deal, but you know, just a little sort of hand wrap thing for it, which I think helped, but it hasn't gone away. So that's been my main concern since I finished the script. I don't know what the story is, because I've been staying off it the past couple of days. I could have been recording footage, and I've been unsure what to do with myself, but I tried to stay off it for a couple of days, and don't know if I sleep on it wrong or something, but it's been getting worse when I wake up. But that's my main concern right now. So yeah, I don't really know what to do with myself right now. Like, one of the games I'm gonna do a thing on is an FPS, so that's out of the question. Others are it's mostly stuff I can play with a controller, but at the same time, I think even just tensing it up is kind of making it worse, because I was playing to sort of try and be productive, but also, you know, go easy on it. I decided to play a visual novel, and I made the mistake of keeping the controller in just a normal grip with my right hand, and I figured I'm only going to be pressing a button every once in a while, you know, just tapping the X button to advance text or whatever. But I still think that was kind of bad for it. So that's where I'm at. I don't want to worry any of you. I just want to be open and honest about what the hell is actually happening. So I don't think it's a severe problem, but it does mean that I'm out of commission on that front for a little bit. Because the problem here is that it's one of those things where I could keep pushing my luck. You know, like, I could play stuff all day today and not, it's not going to fall off. It's not going to, you know, but I'll wake up tomorrow and it'll hurt again. And if I keep doing that, it's never going to get better. So I have to stay off it for a while. And that's where I'm at with that. So I don't know. I've been doing a little bit more writing lately, but again, I don't know if I should do that because of my wrist. And yeah, it's annoying. I don't know what to say about it, but that's where I'm at with that. Despite the long gap between, oh yeah, another thing I want to say. I got a message from somebody who was leaving the Patreon. You know, they had their own stuff to do. They couldn't really afford to pledge anymore and all that. And it was almost sort of apologetic, which, you know, I understand the tone. It's like, you know, you've been being a patron of someone and then you sort of redact that, and it probably makes you feel bad in a way, but I'm just happy for anybody to have supported at all. And what worried me was that I get the impression that they felt kind of pressured to do so because we're only just scraping by. And I want you all to know that it's okay. You know, I mean, I don't want anybody to, if you're under pressure yourself, it's not, you shouldn't be worrying about my situation or anything like that, you know. I'm thinking I will try and push this page a little bit more because I don't want anybody to feel like they have to be the ones to donate because I don't put it out there enough, you know. So I don't know. I want you all to know it's appreciated, but also that it would make me uncomfortable to know that somebody in a bad situation is sending money my way. If you feel like your situation isn't stable or good or anything like that, of course you don't have to. It's my responsibility to stay afloat, you know. So please don't stress yourself on my behalf. And of course, part of the reason I'm making this update is so you can decide whether or not you think it's worthwhile to keep your pledge active over this little hiatus that we've been forced through, okay? So don't worry about it. It's fine. This would be a point where I could pause the Patreon, but I'm giving you the choice. You know, it's up to you. If you don't want to, that's fine. My only hope is that if you do decide to stick up for myself a little bit, if you do decide not to pledge, I hope that you will at least for this month, I hope you'll at least stick around so you can reactivate it if you're happy with what happens afterwards. You know, hang around. I'm still here. But yeah, I just wanted to get that out there. Yeah. So anyway, despite what it looks like, I will say, It has actually been a pretty productive time during since Oberdin. I spent a lot of time on that commentary thing. Like I said, I don't know how many people are going to be passionate about that. You'll see soon enough. I will tell you what it is before it comes out, but I want to make sure that I'm a bit closer to finished with it because there's still quite a lot of work to do. So it's a fully scripted one in case you couldn't tell. So yeah. So that was mostly what I spent my time working on. I have a few other things in the works as well. And one thing I'm going to do to try and make it up to you for lack of updates is my thought process on the channel right now is that for a year, well, it's all, I've said this many times in the past, but I think we might actually be at the end of the line here on this. So I've been pushing myself to try and get better at this constantly for years. Whether or not you feel I actually have is up to you, but I've been trying. And yeah, where am I at with this? What am I trying to say here? So, you know, I get hung up on things and I try to make every new video a big chunky thing for you to a big thing, a nice polished thing. You know, I try to do it right every time, and it's exhausting. it's hard to do consistently for a long time. Which again, it's up to you to decide how you feel about what I'm actually doing. But I've been trying to get better all the time, and I know that it's not the right approach, but it's just something I have a hard time getting out of. So I've been trying to relax myself and get out of that mentality, but it hasn't gone so well. Mega Micro Videos was my first attempt to do that, and part of the problem with the new one that I'm doing is just that I was very happy with how Mega Micro Videos turned out, and so was everybody else, apparently. You know, it's people seem to really love the concept. I'm very happy if you liked it. It's great. But now, of course, I feel pressure to try and make the next one as good as the last one. And I think I have, but again, it'll be up for you to decide. And at the very least, I've tried. But it's just, it's kind of, I'm kind of exhausted and burnt out from it, you know? It's a hard thing to do all the time. So what I've done is I've written a little video. I like to come up with a title that I reuse, you know, like just review or critique or a comparison, you know, for a certain type of video. Best thing I can come up with is for this is an impressions video, right? I think it's kind of like halfway, it's like a review, but it's quite short, and it's not 100% sure of everything that I'm saying. I'm not an expert in this game or anything like that. It's just something I played and found kind of interesting and wrote a little 3-minute review about. So it's this game called Twinkle Star Sprites, which is a little shoot 'em up game. It's like a versus shoot 'em up, and it's on the Switch. It's part of the Arcade Archives, the Neo Geo Arcade Archives, I think it is, on the Switch. So I was perusing those games, looking for old arcade games to try. This is one of the ones that I got, and I found it interesting. So I wrote a little 3-minute review of it, and I'll read it out to you. Now, generally, since my videos are videos, they have video evidence with them. They're not just a script. You might want to pull up a little video of the game and just imagine what a video of it might look like as I read this to you. So I'm going to read the review to you. And you can let me know what you think. Whether you think that this is something you'd like to see more of, little mini impression videos. I think it's kind of distinct from a micro video in that it doesn't really have a point, a generalizable sort of point in the way that most or all of the micro videos did. It's not really about a topic. It's just about the game. Here's the game. Here's what I thought was interesting and done, you know? So this is going to be off the cuff. So it's not going to be edited down or anything like that. But I'll read you it now, and you can let me know what you think, whether you think this is something I should pursue or not, or anyway. Okay. So here we go. Shoot 'em ups tend to be deterministic score attack games which reward strict memorization, but Twinkle Star Sprites takes the genre in a different direction. Perhaps inspired by the versus mode present in some puzzlers, the goal is much the same: trigger chain explosions which send garbage across the opponent's side. In this context, the premise takes on a whole new life, with hazards and attacks regularly crossing from one half of the screen to the other in chaotic combinations. When enough shots get lobbied back and forth, bosses can even come into play on top of everything else. Considering the amount of threats on screen at any given time, perhaps it's for the best that the chain system itself is rather simplistic. Popping the right enemy sets off a series of explosions with longer chains generating more garbage. Still, this would make for an underwhelming system if not for the inclusion of bubbles, which block chains from happening. This little quirk rewards patience and precision, with the potential for larger chains. Add all of this together, and you end up with a shmup that's more about situational awareness than memorization. Instead of chasing scores, satisfaction is derived from beating each opponent, which is a much more immediate goal than climbing a leaderboard. This gives Twinkle Star Sprites a unique appeal, but it's not without its pitfalls. Naturally, the introduction of random elements leads to lucky or unlucky streaks, which in this case can be quite extreme. Watching the opponent's playfield allows you to predict when to burst a chain so as to reflect their attacks, but that's not always possible depending on which waves appear. Conversely, sometimes a string of garbage will just haphazardly ignite, leading to an unearned max chain. All of this would be understandable, except for the AI behavior. While they're often clever in how they burst chains, their ability to avoid damage is strangely inconsistent. Sometimes sending a boss, several special attacks and a heap of garbage results in nothing, whereas a tiny chain can lead to victory. The power meter provides each fight with a sense of progression so that hitting chains and reflecting attacks is never truly a waste of time, but the outcome ultimately feels abstracted away from your actions. It's the same sense of artifice which undercuts the single-player campaign of many fighting games and occurs for similar reasons. Twinkle Star Sprite's robust versus mode required a suite of player characters which more or less control the same way and are all capable of avoiding damage to just the same degree, so that players can engage in a true test of skill against each other. Naturally, such a setup means an AI has to slip up by rolling the wrong number in much the same way a real player would. What can be satisfying when sitting across from a human opponent isn't necessarily when the computer plays pretend. Thankfully, this ultimately pays off with versus mode, where the concept really shines. A surprisingly well-fleshed out array of characters each have different shot types and charge attacks which make certain situations easier or more difficult to deal with, but the real differentiator is specials. Each character sends these to their opponents at different angles and with unique behaviors, which means it's not enough to know when an attack is coming, you also have to remember who you're up against. This offers a lot of variety, and the immediate goal of beating each opponent makes Twinkle Star Sprites a shmup that's enjoyable to revisit occasionally for a few versus matches or a quick playthrough of arcade mode. All of this is wrapped up in an endearing, if ultimately unremarkable, presentation. Less abstract than many cute-em-ups, but with a story which is seemingly just as incomprehensible. The wacky cast and short dialogues really cement this as some weird fusion of versus puzzler and shooter, which goes to show what's possible when genre conventions get discarded. An inspiring little game which retains its sparkle. I should have drunk some water before starting this whole thing. Anyway, there you go. I lied, by the way. I made a couple of little edits to smooth it out. Yeah, so there you go. You can let me know what you think of that, if that's something you'd want to see more of. I have a few games in mind that I could do similar little impression videos of. I don't know if it's something I should pursue. It would be kind of a win-win, I suppose. I'm guessing, I'll be honest with you, I'm guessing most of you are going to say that I should go ahead and make a video of this, because what's the harm, you know? It does clutter the channel a little bit. I'm kind of less concerned about that these days, because I know I could just make a playlist of, you know, my favorite videos that I could, you know, the essential Matthew Matosas videos or whatever, the best of. But I don't know. I still don't know. And of course, even if you tell me to go ahead and make more of these, there's no guarantee that I actually will be able to do so until I start writing them. I can't say for sure. But I do have some other games in mind that I think would be good. I think this is kind of I think the kind of games that this would be best for would be curiosity sort of games, you know? Ones where you play them and maybe they don't blow your mind, or they don't become your favorite, but they probably will be the favorite for someone out there, and they're unique and interesting, and, you know, maybe there's something different about them to latch onto. I don't know. That's my thinking on it. So you let me know what you think. God knows it would be nice to get more videos out. You know, I'd get more money, you'd be happier. I don't want to sacrifice quality. But then again, I think that is a nice, interesting little video, you know? Yeah. I don't think it's bad, but at the same time, it's not chunky. I don't know. Maybe I'm just too used to putting out videos that are longer, you know? But yeah, let me know. Let me know what you think. And I don't know what I'm going to do now with my wrist, but yeah, I will be back as soon as I can with the next micro video thing. Okay, so I'll talk to you soon, and peace out. Got nothing more to say. See you later.